Jason Goodman came home one day from work and his entire home had been turned into a full-blown glamp ground.
Well, yeah, you could call it that.
Glamp ground, campground?
On steroids?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't add that part. But yes, now that I've seen the actual video, yes, on steroids.
Yeah, that's what I came home to.
Yeah, it's how much money do you think it was spent? Honestly, two grand?
No.
On the birthday
party? No, no,
three.
No.
Three.
Four.
Well, I question.
It's definitely over $1,000.
I question. Really?
Yeah.
Jason.
Well, I question
then
that.
You really don't know money.
I question that. And she, oh, no. A lot of the things came from Temu.
Okay. I mean, I can see that would be possible. That could be possible. But how many tents did I see?
Well, there were six tents. And these aren't normal tents. This looks like,
nice.
They're not like a outdoor campground one.
Yeah.
It was like.
Like a canopy.
Like a canopy.
But there were six of them.
Like a teepee, if you will. Like,
sure.
A lampy teepee.
Yeah.
And there were like six kind of maybe blow-up type beds under them in Everly's room.
Did that come from Temu as well? Because I'm in the market. I'm just wondering.
Oh, good. We can sell it to you.
Well, I don't know. I'll have to see.
It's not that
much. Yeah, we'll have to see.
Yeah. And, when I got in, I'm like, what the hell is this? And there were balloons everywhere. Mm-hmm. There were a wall piece in the back that the whole wall was, it almost looked like a nightclub type backing.
It did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a huge inflatable.
Like a backdrop.
That was a backdrop. But then there was a huge, the number 10 in the room that was blown up with like an air compressor. It was like one of Josie's Christmas blow up dolls.
Yeah, like the inflatable.
Inflatable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. And each of the bed had a pillow of different photos of Everly on each bed.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And, there was I guess you could say a little table for each of the beds.
It's like a little lap table.
Yeah,
table.
Uh-huh. With, candy all over them on each of them. Mm-hmm. And when you first walked into the house.
Oh, wait, hold on. Don't forget that there are also little individualized like toiletry kits or maybe like little with their kids' initials on them.
Yeah, there was so much stuff I couldn't take it all in.
Oh.
Oh, so each kid not just got like a gift bag, it had their initials on it.
Yeah, so for this, exactly right. It was
it's
a kid,
cute.
It was a party for her 10th birthday.
I want to be 10 years old so bad.
I know.
When you walk into the house on the dining room table, there were 10 presents with a big poster type board with all her photos and different things about Everly. And the idea is, each day she gets to open one present till her birthday. So if it,
it's like your own Hanukkah.
One, number one. Oh, no, you know how it works?
The Jasonica.
You know how it works?
Everlyica. Yes, it is.
Well, she pokes through this hole and pulls out the number and it'll say like 8. So she goes to the 8 present that's labeled number 8 and she gets to open that. For the leading
cool.
up to her birthday, there's 10 days to her birthday, and that was all decorated downstairs on the in the dining room. So it looked really good. I mean,
wow.
If you look, it looks something
it looks
out of
awesome.
An amusement park. And then the door was decorated. There were so many decorations, I couldn't even keep up with the decorations. And she had a sleepover birthday party where 6 kids were invited to the party, and she had a whole list of things per hour that were the activities.
Mm.
Like, okay, this hour is going to be games that we have a contest for and you could win this prize.
Mm-hmm.
So her actually Landon and his girlfriend came in too. She Everly loves Landon's girlfriend. So she drove from Wilmington to go to the birthday and they were playing these games.
Just add that to the cost. I'm sure you pay for the gas.
And the tires.
And the tires. Right. Right. Yeah.
Actually, we just sent him away from to college. And he has no money for food, obviously. And
I thought he was working all summer.
Well, yeah, he was, but he spends most of it. And then he says he's got a couple of jobs when he gets to Wilmington. He already got there. And,
I mean, Chick-fil-A will rehire him.
Yeah. Like Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Even though he never worked there.
No, he lied about that detail about him working. Yeah. I caught him because he said he worked on Sunday. And I'm like, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm. You're busted.
Yeah, he chose, I told you this year, instead of getting roommates and everything, we have a certain allotment from the college fund from my dad that paid for all of it. And that I'm grateful for. It's more of a gift for me. And,
yeah, really.
You can draw up to a certain amount of what the school allows for food and board. he chose to just do board.
Board.
And spend all the money.
Got it.
$16,500 because he didn't want roommates on his own luxurious apartment.
Huh.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay. Things are going well.
There's a theme here.
Yes, yeah, things are going well.
The glamping adds up.
Uh-huh. Yes. It certainly does.
So we get...
Your son's glamping all semester.
Yeah.
Right.
So we get
Everly's
there.
Glamping.
And the party was...
Landon's glamping.
We get there and the party was, they were playing the games. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with this. I got very little sleep. So I sat down there and they're all running around the house trying to find... Oh, the game was, okay, find... a photo of yourself as a boy band. And each of the people on their phone had to take a photo of themselves as a boy band. And the next one was, find something red and take a photo with it. That type of thing.
Oh, okay. Scavenger hunt
type
of thing?
Yeah, so they're all loud as hell and all over the house, running all over the house. Landon and his girlfriend were doing it too. And one of the photos were, take a photo of yourself in something beautiful. Landon literally went into Carol's closet and put a full-blown dress on with
I
high
saw
heels.
That.
Nice.
I
didn't see that.
I thought maybe he was transitioning.
I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, and he's so tall and skinny that it looks like...
Looks pretty good
looks
on
like
him.
Looks like Paris Hilton, actually.
Yeah.
who posted that photo?
It's on there.
It's on Carol's page.
Oh, Carol's.
Well,
okay.
She has like 50 photos. Yeah. So it's not one of the preview ones. You have to go through them a little bit, but it's there. I saw it.
So each hour was a different game. Like we had karaoke hour. We had... And whoever won... It was voted on, or it was the first one to complete the first tasks, won the prize. I'm not sure who won. Landon and his girlfriend really wanted to win bad. I don't know what the prize was.
They know that they're not like actually a part of the party, right?
Well, they were for that because we got to remember Landon and his girlfriend came for the party.
That's now, true.
She didn't sleep in one of those little beds. Each of the tent had beds.
If you want to see what Jason is describing,
we just posted it.
A full video is posted, and the entire time you've been talking, I've been watching because I'm in awe.
Yeah,
I'm in awe.
So then we had the party, and then we're like, okay, at midnight, go to bed. I was exhausted, went to bed. Carol went to bed. Then we found out that they didn't go to sleep once. They never went to sleep.
Wow. Yeah.
And Landon, a few times I heard him yelling upstairs because his room is upstairs for them to stop. Never did.
Guys, quiet.
The girls slept all day the next day.
I believe it. If I were invited to this birthday party, I probably would not want to sleep at all either.
No, because when's the next time you're going to go into a luxury resort?
Yeah, like you have to take it all in.
Yeah.
You
have to take all of that in. I mean the
most
lights
parties
and the
you
balloons.
Go to, there's like some pizza and there's some cupcakes. Mm-hmm. And,
we had all that.
No, of course you did.
Well, I know, but in addition to.
Yeah, we had all the bells and whistles on that. I should say Carol had all the bells and whistles of that. And then I find out, we're doing it again this weekend.
The whole thing all over again?
The whole thing.
All right, hold your thought. We want to get your wife, Carol, on the phone to get her perspective. That's next, Jared and Katie in the morning.